And you say, hey, you want to give a testimony? Not me. I don't want to testify. I ain't got nothing to talk about what the Lord did for me. He ain't done nothing for me lately. You know why people don't want to testify? Because they don't see the goodness of God. You ought to always have a testimony. You ought to always be ready to witness and to tell somebody how good God is to you. Amen? So you got to look to Jesus. Number four, and this is a key right here. Consider your ways. Haggai 1:7, thus said the Lord of the armies, consider your ways. Give careful thought to your ways. And so I'm going to ask you a series of questions here to help you consider your ways. Are you pleasing the Lord by how you live? Is he pleased with you? Are you looking at things that are not pleasing to the Lord? Are you habitually speaking words that are not pleasing to the Lord? Are your actions and what you're doing pleasing to the Lord? Is what you're doing, is it pleasing to the Lord? Where you go, is God pleased with it? What you do with your spare time, is God pleased with how you spend your time? Is God pleased with the company that you keep? Consider your ways. Think about it. Examine carefully your ways. Turn your heart and mind toward how you're living. Fix your mind on what's going on in your life. Amen. Is the Lord pleased with you? Are you diligently seeking God? Consider your ways. Have you lost your desire to please the Lord? Some people lose the desire to please the Lord because they've been distracted or because they become weary through trials and become exhausted and they lose heart and they just want to give up. Sometimes the battles of life can seem like they're so overwhelming, but if you lose the desire to please the Lord, then you could make decisions that could cost you your life. Because you're not considering him. Cece and I went to a funeral yesterday. A guy, 53 years old, got into some trouble and decided that his best way out was suicide. So he took his own life and left his family, left his children, left his siblings. Because when you just think about yourself and what's going on in your life and you consider your circumstances and you don't consider God and you don't consider Jesus and you don't consider the goodness of God, then you're going to make foolish choices. You'll make decisions that will cost you dearly. And you could get swept away and taken captive by the devil. You don't want to do that. So you want to consider your ways. Consider it. It is time for you to refocus and to get your vision straight so that you can serve God with all your heart. Have you fallen into a trap that's designed to kill you, to kill your desire to be used by God? Some people have just lost the desire. You know, they are living their life not to please God, but they are living their life to please themselves. What is it, Lord? Well, I don't care what the Lord wants. Look, this is how I feel. This is what I want. Well, I don't like doing that. I ain't doing that. I don't care what the Bible say. So they're fulfilling their own desires. So the Lord wants you to consider your ways today. How you living? Is it acceptable to God? God wants to restore your hunger and your zeal. It's time for you to let God restore your desire to please him. In John 8:29, Jesus made a statement. And he that sent me is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Did you see what Jesus, you see the example that he left us? He said, listen, he said, the Father is with me. I'm not alone. If you just knew that, the Father's with me, he's the creator. He's with me. He's not going to abandon me. He just told us that. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to abandon us. Amen. He's with me. He's not going to leave me. He got a plan for my future. Amen. He can get me out of any situation that I get myself in. I'm going to consider Jesus. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to be distracted, no matter how hard life gets. I'm going to do what the scripture says. I'm going to consider Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And then Jesus said, I do always those things that please my Father. So you can see what the desire in his heart was, that if it wasn't pleasing to God, he wasn't doing it. Now, the word pleasing there also means agreeable. So what Jesus is saying, listen, he said, I don't do anything that my Father's not in agreement with. If my Father's not in agreement, I'm not doing it. If the Father will approve and will agree with what I'm intending to do, then I'm going to go ahead and do it. So you have to ask yourself, is the Father in agreement with how you live in? If he's not, then you are not pleasing him. Amen? You know, and then when you look at pleasing God, cultivating the desire to please him, that's what happened to me on the day I got saved, was that I had a desire come inside of me that I just wanted to please God. I didn't want to do anything to sadden the Holy Spirit. I didn't want to grieve the Spirit. I didn't want to disobey God. I just wanted to obey and just do whatever he tell me to do. Lord, I just yield myself as a servant. And I'm going to tell you that there is something else that comes when you have that desire burning in you to please God, then you will also obey him. Obedience and pleasing God go together. When you want to please him, you want to obey him. You just want to do whatever he wants you to do. That's the way Jesus was. I do always those things that please him. And then we have the Father's testimony about the Son. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. In other words, God's saying, I'm in full agreement with him. Me and him in agreement. There ain't no disagreement between me and him. He's pleasing to me and I'm pleasing to him. When Satan starts knocking on your door to get you to sin, you need to consider some things, and then you need to make sure that you examine whether or not what you're getting ready to do is going to be pleasing to the Lord, and then you let that be your guide. Amen. Consider your ways. Deuteronomy 32:29 says, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. Are you on the right track? Will you finish your course with joy on the current path you're on? So you need to consider your end. In other words, if I keep living like this, where am I going to end up? You see, that's one thing the Lord did for me before I got saved. Well, right at the time that I was giving my heart to the Lord and he was dealing with my heart, the Lord showed me that I was on a path to destruction. Even though I wasn't doing anything criminally, I wasn't necessarily a bad guy. I had good morals and things like that, other than a few things, you know. I mean, I wasn't stealing. I wasn't cheating, things like that. You know, I was a good guy, just worldly. But the Lord showed me that, no, you're not there right now, but further down, if you stay on this road, you're going to end up dead or in jail. That's what he told me. And he shouted at me to turn the car around. But he showed me the path, dead or in jail. Neither one of them is good. And I certainly didn't want to go to jail. I was more scared of jail than death. We went on a field trip when I was like in the second grade to the city jail. And we was in a group walking through there. I got separated from the group that I was in. I got separated from them. I was lagging behind because I was really watching all this stuff. I'm taking in this scenery here, people behind bars. And when I got separated from the group, there was a door right at the end that the class began to go through the door, and I was left. Chaperone wasn't doing a good job. Okay? So I'm looking at these men in there, and one of those men, there's several of them in this jail cell, one of them reached through the bars and grabbed at me. They said, come here, boy. And I moved back. He said, Boy, if you come in here, I'm going to get you. And I made up my mind right then. I wasn't going to jail. I thank God for that man. I believe the Holy Ghost moved on that man. And I started crying, and I broke and run for that door. I was trying to get out of that jailhouse. And I just decided right then, that is it. Crime is over. It ain't even started, but it's over. Anytime my friends wanted to entice me to do something wrong, I said, I ain't a part. I ain't going to jail for y'all. I ain't going to jail for myself. And I ain't going for y'all. You can call me whatever you want to call me, but I ain't going to jail tonight. You see, the Lord will show you your end. And he doesn't do that to hurt you. He does that as a warning to you. He was giving me a warning. You're on the wrong path. You need to turn. You need to change today. You need to stop what you're doing right now. Get back over in that Bible study. Go. And my life changed that night. I got filled with the Holy Ghost that night. Amen. So a lot of times, people will not consider their end. If you get involved in an adulterous relationship, where is it going to take you? Where is it going to lead? You don't know. But certain destruction. The Bible says a man that will commit adultery with a woman lacks understanding. It means he can't see. He don't understand.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.